This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Habari Gani, the third day of Kwanzaa, Ujima, collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. We light the green candle today on the right. And as always, we are honored to have with us our very special guest once again during this Kwanzaa season, the 56th anniversary of Kwanzaa. He is the creator of the cultural, the Pan-African cultural holiday, of course, of Kwanzaa and the seven principles, which in the Kiswahili we say is the Nguza Saba. We recognize each principle over the 7 days. He's the author of the authoritative text titled Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture. We also know and love him as professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University in Long Beach. His students are blessed to study under his feet. He is chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations and executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies and co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, the BCCLA. He's author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including the following: Essays on Struggle, Position and Analysis, Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, The Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, A Study in Classical African Ethics, The Introduction to Black Studies, now in its fourth edition, The Hussia, The Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Odu Ifa, The Ethical Teachings, and he is currently working on yet another publication, a major work on the social and ethical philosophy of Malcolm X, entitled The Liberation Ethics of Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. He's the recipient of numerous awards for scholarship, leadership, and service, including the Paul Robeson Zora Neale Hurston Award for Scholarly Work of African World Culture and the C.L.R. James Award for Outstanding Publication of Scholarly Works that Advance the Discipline of Africana and Black Studies, and the Presidential Award for Exemplary Service and Outstanding Contribution to the Field of Black Studies, all bestowed upon him by the National Council for Black Studies. Yeah, we're still fighting to keep Black Studies alive, folks, and he's doing it. And he's also the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. So we welcome once again, on this third day of Kwanzaa, Ujima, the creator of Kwanzaa, Dr. Maulana Karenga. And we greet him and all of you with the words in Kiswahili, which mean, what's the news? And the response is the principle. So we greet each other today. We say Habari Gani, and we respond with Ujima. Dr. Karenga, once again, Habari Gani.
Ujima, Fofini Kwano. My concern is for you. I'm fine. My concern is for you. And I wanted to say, as you talked about this, Reverend Maximilian, about the lighting of the candle. And there's a logic to that. And I should say that the first candle is the black candle because people are first. And without the people, what's the need of discussing this? So first the people, always centered. Second, to the left, we light the candle of the red candle, for that represents struggle. And then on the right, going to next year, always close, we do the green because that's the future and hope that comes from that struggle. So first the people, then the struggle, then the future forged in struggle, the hope that comes out of that. So keep that in mind. So if you let them wrong and you start all the way at the end, you miss the lesson. The people are first, you are first, right? And the struggle is central to your life and to your future. And then the green shows you that's hope in struggle, that we win when we fight, and that we are every day victorious when we refuse to be defeated. That's so important for us to understand that. And we must do it with Ujima, the third principle, with Umoja, with Kujichagulia, and with Ujima and the rest of the principle. So the third principle is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. And it calls on us, the text says, to build and maintain our community together and to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problem and to solve them together.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This principle teaches us that we're responsible to and for each other. I said responsible to and for each other. And that we must build the good world we are want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name in History African. And it teaches us that it is a work, a collective work, which requires a profound and persistent ethical sensitivity to the needs and aspirations of others. Therefore, the problems of poverty, of homelessness, of gentrification, of less than health care that we need, of unemployment, of police violence, of early death and racialized justice, the problem of the pandemics, not only of COVID, but of continuing HIV/AIDS, and all the illnesses we face as a people, and the support of its survivors, that's our issue, and the care for the families of the victims. All of this must not be approached simply as an isolated, personal, or even family issue, but as a community issue. It's not a personalized tragedy and unfortunate problems of others. Rather, these must be understood and engaged as problems which we are all affected by and responsible for solving. Collective work and responsibility. Likewise, the sufferings and struggles of the peoples of the world, especially, for example, when we think of Haiti or Sudan or Palestine or Afghanistan or Australia or Venezuela or Bolivia or Yemen and other parts of the world, are also our concern. We want justice in the world. We want freedom in the world. We want good in the world. And we must never think of ourselves as the dominant society used to always define it. Geno Denison, we are world historical people. As I've said before so many times, we have two words in Swahili for human, for people. One is human being, Watu, the other is Walimwengu, world being. So we're not just human being, we're world being. And our responsibility is for the world. In fact, we're a world historical community as African people all over the world. And people celebrate Kwanzaa all over the world. And this message is good for them all over the world in all the places I've mentioned. And some I don't even mention. But on every continent, there Africans are celebrating Kwanzaa and meditating on the awesome responsibility of being African in the world. We live in a world and web of interdependence, as I've said before. And the issues of freedom, justice, self-determination, and peace are critical issues for all of us everywhere in the world. For as Haji Malcolm taught us, these liberation struggles are linked with our own and are the motive force of human history. Moreover, these struggles raise critical issues for us and the world, which we must deal with, i.e., the right of freedom and self-determination that we just talked about, and the wrongness of suppression and oppression, the right and responsibility of resistance, and the wrongness of invasion, occupation, and unjust war, the right of the resources that people have for their own land. They have a right to their own resources of their own land. And we had to talk about the wrongness of international robbery of these resources by corporations or conquering countries. Thus, it's important for us, if we're going to practice collective working responsibility for ourselves and for the world, it is important for us to accept that our concerns for the oppressed must be expressed in a sustained practice. We can't just be concerned in the abstract. It must be expressed in a sustained practice to free them. We must see that our anger at injustice must be reflected in our active resistance to it. And our preference for the poor must be linked to a practice which alleviates their poverty and points toward an end to it. This ultimately means that we must take up and continue the historic and ongoing struggle for good in the world, the struggle for freedom and justice, the struggle for power of the people over their destiny and daily lives, and for peace in the world, for security in their person, and for living a good life we all want and deserve. Thus, we must enter the corporate temples and political courtyard of the rich and powerful and radically renounce and confront them. We must resist their bloodthirsty gods of wealth and war, turn over the tables around which they design the death, disposition, and imprisonment of whole nations, and place a new life-affirming, life-enhancing, common ground agenda before this country and the world. As Nana Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, honored ancestor, taught, our task is to remake the world. It is nothing less than this. And that must be with collective work and responsibility and righteous and relentless struggle.
Ashe and amen.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Dr. Karenga will get us doing something, y'all. He's firing us up this Kwanzaa, and we so appreciate him for doing that. Asante Sana. We'll be back tomorrow to celebrate Kwanzaa every day, all this week, with the creator and founder, Dr. Karenga. We're so blessed to have him. Asante, Dr. Karenga.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.